Live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Newsline. Indonesian Trade Minister Budi Santoso has urged the Japanese government to expand its investment in Indonesia, especially in trade and supporting industry-related sectors. He conveyed this call for the increasing investment during his meeting with Japan State Minister for Foreign Affairs Miyaji Takuma in Jeju, South Korea. He noted Indonesia is open to listening and seeking joint solutions for the sake of creating a more conducive business climate. Indonesian Ministry of Agriculture is expanding the exports and competitiveness of its agricultural products to global market by utilizing strategic logistics routes through the United Arab Emirates. To this end, Deputy Minister of Agriculture of the Republic of Indonesia, Sudaryono, had discussed this matter with the United Arab Emirates Ambassador to Indonesia, Abdullah Salim Al-Dahiri, during his visit to the Ministry of Agriculture office in Jakarta. They discussed opportunities to increase exports of Indonesian agricultural commodities to the global market through the UAE logistics and distribution networks. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Cinta, cinta, Indonesia. Negeri bagaikan permata, pesada bermandi cahaya. Oh tanah air beta nan elok rupawan. Inilah senandung pujaan. Cinta, 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 Indonesia. Laut dengan biru terbentang, di langit bertaburan bintang. Oh ibu pertiwi ku nan elok rupawan. Inilah lagu persembahan. Ya Tuhan, ku dengar bisikmu di kesyaduan suara seruling. Kala malam yang hening menggugah jiwaku, menyadarkanku senantiasa setia mengabdi berbakti. Dan aku pun berseru, cinta, cinta, cinta Indonesia. Padamu beta telah menyatu, padamu beta akan setia. Oh tanah tumpah darah dan suci mulia. Inilah janjiku padamu. Ya Tuhan, ku dengar bisikmu di keseduhan suara seruling. Kala malam yang hening menggugah jiwaku, menyadarkanku senantiasa setia mengabdi berbakti. Dan aku pun berseru, oh cinta, cinta, cinta Indonesia. Padamu beta telah menyatu, padamu beta akan setia. Oh tanah tumpah darah dan suci mulia. Inilah janjiku padamu. Inilah janjiku padamu.
Inilah janjiku padamu.
Oh,
tanah air beta.
Pusaka abadi nan jaya.
So many different races, I've seen so many faces. Never bother being anyway, but every day all I hear is bombing and fighting and tragic and traffic. Sometimes I can send a basic, but hey, we are the youth of the nation. We gotta get up as a new generation. Stop then, now do something for your nation.
Beribu pulau terbentang sempurna, membelah dua samudra. Kan ku bawa namamu hingga ujung dunia. Ceritakan indah Nusantara.
Oh, kemana pun aku melangkah, takkan ku lupakan tanah. Tempatku bersumpah untuk membuatnya jadi indah. Beribu perbedaan, harmoni keindahan. Takkan ada alasan bagiku untuk lupakan karena
di sana tempat lahir beta.
Ibu wahai dibesarkan
sampai akhir menutup mata.
Terangi jiwa yang hilang, lalu lintar bergemuruh, hatiku tetap untukmu. Indonesia rumah kita semua, unity in diversity. Close your eyes, open up your heart, Dijaya akan menjelang.
Do you know that the oldest pyramid structure is found in Indonesia? During America Geophysical Union meeting in 2018, Indonesian research team showed their latest study that stated Mount Padang in Cianjur, West Java is the oldest pyramid structure.
Listeners,
in
today's
the world.
Music quarter presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Oh, melebihi cintaku padamu. Aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu, walau ku tahu ku kan terluka. Jika semua berbeda, kau bukanlah orang yang ku puja, tetapi hatiku telah memilihmu, walau kau tak mungkin tinggalkannya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia, walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jika dia cintaimu, melebihi cintaku padamu, aku pasti rela untuk melepasmu, walau ku tahu ku kan terluka. Jika semua berbeda, kau bukanlah orang yang ku puja, tetapi hatiku telah memilihmu, walau kau tak mungkin tinggalkannya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diri diriku bahagia, walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku bahagia, walaupun kau tak akan pernah ku miliki selamanya. Jadikan aku yang kedua, buatlah diriku
of Indonesia.
Thank you for still sticking with us, Voice of Indonesia, with the program Indonesia Today. Now we have news from film industry of Indonesia, in which Jakarta government is exploring film production cooperation with Busan, aligning with the South Korean city's prominent role in the global creative industry. This potential collaboration was discussed during a meeting between Jakarta Deputy Governor Rano Karno and Asian Content and Film Market Director Alan Y.D. Kim on the sidelines of the 2025 Cannes Film Festival in France last Saturday. As a result of the meeting, the Jakarta government was invited to visit Busan Film Center in South Korea. The deputy governor emphasized that Jakarta, as the Southeast Asia's largest metropolitan city, is actively promoting the growth of Indonesia's national film industry. He expressed optimism that cooperation with leading film hubs like Busan would strengthen the national film ecosystem and open opportunities for broader global partnerships. During the discussions, he expressed interest in learning about Hong Kong's policies to develop its creative industry ecosystem. Because Deputy Governor Rano Karno also held talks with Chairman of the Hong Kong Film Development Council and other Hong Kong officials and partners. He also praised Hong Kong's efforts to build a strong global identity as a creative hub and to support filmmakers' participation in international festivals to expand their exposure and networks. Hong Kong is widely recognized for its dynamic creative sector with flagship initiatives, such as the First Feature Film Initiative, which offers funding and mentoring for new filmmakers, and the Film Production Financing Scheme 2.0, which aims to enhance the capacity of local talent. Well, listener, that's very good news from Indonesia's film industry, precisely from the capital city, Jakarta, which seeks global film ties with Busan and Hong Kong. When it comes to film industry, today's VOI Talk will present how to direct a film, then also about Australian Indonesian Film Festival that is currently going on here in 10 cities in Indonesia from May 16 to mid of June 2025. So get the details in less than 1 hour from now at about 9:15 Western Indonesia time, only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Matamu yang kurasa berbeda, oh, janganlah terjadi yang selalu kutakutkan. Beribu cara kan ku tempuh, oh cintaku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, family is the most precious treasure, they said in a not so old song in Indonesia. But today, does the family stay the same precious treasure? Rahmat Hidayat, a sociologist from Jakarta State University, said, unfortunately, there is a grievous challenge faced by families today.
In some of the family, in the middle class and the high class family, the children, they look frustration, depression, stress. And on the other side, it's very extreme. They try to suicide. It's very dangerous. And what the main reason? What the main reason? Because they don't have friends, they don't have a space to talk each other, to express their aspiration, their emotion, they have problem with their roommate, their friend in the school, or maybe some boy they have a boy love like to a girl or a girl like to a man, but they can talk with them because the parents they're working every day, they arrive in home at night, and the children already sleep in the morning. The parent they already go to the office. It's complicated situation in the modern family, So it's, as I call, this is very dangerous situation for the modern family.
Well, listener, you can rewatch or listen more to this interview on our YouTube channel, VOI Official. And when it comes to the not-so-old song in Indonesia, or we can also say one of the anthems if we want to talk about family, and there is a very beautiful line in this song, which is, family is the most precious treasure, so why don't we enjoy the song?
Terima kasih, Abah. di hari berseri
Keyword of the day. One who refuses finding new ways for their no longer productive works are like people squeezing straws for milk. A quote by Buya Hamka. Haji Abdul Malik Karim Amrullah, or known as Buya Hamka, was born in Batang River, West Sumatra, Indonesia, on February 17, 1908. He was known as a teacher, writer, historian, journalist, and politician with a great contribution to Indonesia. Buya Hamka's works include Falsafah Hidup, Lembaga Hidup, and The Sinking of Van der Wijk. That's quote of the day from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOR. Today's sound.
Hanya kamu di dalam aku. from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia. Listener, kolintang is traditional instrument from Minahasa people in North Sulawesi. This instrument is made from special wood which is arranged and played by being hit. At a glance, kolintang is similar with gambang, traditional instruments from Java. But the tone produced is more complete and a little bit different to play it. Kolintang is quite known among Minahasa community and often used to accompany traditional ceremony, dance, and even musical performance. According to the history, kolintang has existed since the past and used by people for traditional ceremony associated with the worship of ancestral spirits. Since Christians and Islam entered to Minahasa land, kolintang is not functioned as accompaniment of traditional ceremony, dance, song, or musical performance. Earlier, kolintang only consisted of some pieces of wood, which were put and arranged parallel on two legs of the player. Then it was developed by using two banana stems. Kolintang has begun to use resonator crate since Prince Diponegoro was in Minahasa. Kolintang is made from wood which is cut suitable with its size and arranged on the wooden base which function as a resonator. The wood which is used for making kolintang is usually from special one, which is quite light and its fiber arranged to form parallel lines. The wood is usually from wood of Telur, Bandaran, Wenang, and Kakinik. In the development, kolintang consists of several different types. The difference can be heard from its sounds which is produced. Listener, before we talk more about kolintang, let's listen to kolintang rhythm.
Thank you.
consists of 9 types, namely loai or bass, sela or cello, garwa tenor 1, garwa rua tenor 2, uner alto 1, uner rua alto 2, katelu ukulele, inaisa melody 1, inarua melody 2, and inataweng melody 3. To play kolintang is beaten by using special sticks. To produce good sound, usually the tip of the sticks is given cloth pads, like gamelan pad. There are 3 sticks which are given number. Stick number 1 is usually used on the left hand, while number 2 and 3 are held on the right hand in between the fingers accordance with chord which is played. Like other instruments in general, kolintang has own chord which is beaten together. But for kolintang, bass and melody are usually without chord, but it is adapted with tone which is produced so that to play it only needs 2 stick. Today the function of kolintang is more varied, either played to accompany dance, song, or in the orchestra. In the kolintang performance, all kinds of the instruments are played simultaneously, so that it produces fitting and catchy tones. But for professional players, only use 6 instruments are able to produce complete sounds. Well, listener, that was a glimpse of instrument from North Sulawesi. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, and to conclude the rhythm of the Indonesian archipelago for today, let's listen to Kolintang Rhythm. Thank you for listening.
Jatuh di salah yang
sama. Selalu jatuh cinta padanya yang tak cinta. Namun mengapa aku paksa? Apa ini cinta atau hanya sekedar maya? Apa rasa ini hanya sementara saja? Ku sadar diri tak harusnya begini. Masih keras kepala aku
Island is a quite large island and covers an area of 1,500 square kilometers. Rupert Island has many attractive panoramas and natural charms. Tourists who come can find views of a small river that flows calmly to a large river that divides the island. The view of the white sandy beach can spoil and captivate the tourists who visit it. Rupert Island is one of the big islands in Bengkalis Regency, Riau Province. It is even larger than the island of Bengkalis, which is the central of government for Bengkalis Regency. The location of Rupat Island is directly adjacent to two of Indonesia's closest neighbors, namely Singapore and Malaysia. Even the lip of the beach is also directly adjacent to the Malacca Strait. Rupat Island is an actively populated island, so there are no opening and closing hours. The island is open 24 hours. The entrance tickets to Rupat Island vary depending on what tourism attraction you are going to visit. If only to enter Rupat Island, there are no costs besides boat tickets for transportation. As an island that is intended to be a tourism destination, several facilities have been built on this island, such as restaurants and inns. To get to Rupat Island, you have to cross by boat known as Roro Ship or Roll-on Roll-off. The crossing fee is 100,000 rupees per car and 6,500 rupees per person. The crossing time is around 30 until 45 minutes. Listener, to attract tourists, the Rupat Beach Festival is usually held in October. This is an annual agenda for Bengkalis Regency. In the festival, there are a number of competitions that are participated in by the local community, such as parade of ornamental canoes, kites, pillow fights, beheading boat races, and many more.
Thank you for still listening to Voice of Indonesia broadcast on RRI Digital application. On RRI Digital, you can also enjoy live broadcasts from all RRI stations in Indonesia, your favorite music playlist, inspiring podcasts, and the latest news videos. You can also interact through the like, comment, share, and live chat features. RRI Digital, one-stop entertainment and information. Download now on Google Play and the App Store.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRI Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRI Digital.
Listener, today's music corner presents a traditional song from West Sumatra, Indonesia, entitled Malam Bainai. Malam Bainai, composed by Karim Nur, describes the atmosphere before the wedding day. It tells about the traditional Bainai ceremony, in which the bride's nails are being decorated with mesh red flowers. It is similar to henna nails. The ritual is witnessed by young men and women with a goat curry fists as part of the celebration. When the groom arrives, the bride feels a mix of excitement and nervousness as she prepares to leave her single life behind. Well, listener, here is the song Malam Bainai by Ali Kasim. Happy listening!
Oh, janji-janji.